SRM technologies. SRM software can streamline connections between purchasers and suppliers and between members of cross-functional teams. It increases the efficiency of processes associated with acquiring goods and services, managing inventory, and processing materials. SRM technology can lead to lower production costs and a higher quality and more profitable end product. There are many reasons why companies that have seen the power of SRM technology are eager to spend the money necessary to get started. One is that transaction costs have decreased. In addition, SRM software tends to work well with most existing enterprise resources planning, ERP, systems, and actually helps those systems to achieve their full promise potential. SRM may even be a fully integrated ERP module. Companies using SRM software can improve the sourcing process. The software helps reduce the cycle time on sourcing projects. Instead of going through reams of RFPs and comparing a wide array of quotes, the software brings all of these data together for simplified presentation, analysis, and selection. Another way that SRM software reduces sourcing periods is that projects can be saved and then reposted. If the organization has frequently recurring needs, this can save a great deal of time. SRM software can help standardize purchasing decisions. Most organizations have no clear idea of why they choose their suppliers, but the software makes selection criteria more readily apparent. Prices and total cost of ownership, TCO, or individual line item costs can be compared quickly so that TCO can be managed systematically, including tracking the past performance of suppliers so that poor performers, for example, too much scrap, aren't reselected. It can also enforce centrally made strategic sourcing decisions among decentralized buyers for consolidated purchasing, shipping, and quantity discounts. Persons actively involved in purchasing for major organizations have commented on the structure SRM software also brings to the ongoing supplier management process. After all, instead of their having to deal with hundreds of separate suppliers alone, the software does most of the organizing work for them. SRM technology also makes communication between the buyer and the seller faster. Since the transfer of information can be done in real time, the supplier can check the buyer's inventory to determine whether new shipments are needed, and the buyer can instantly submit orders over the internet without reducing overall productivity. Similarly, questions related to orders can be answered, perhaps by checking an extranet web page, so no human interaction or human-related delays have to interfere with the work. SRM system components may include both transactional and analytic systems, strategic sourcing and RFQ/ITT submission and analysis, procurement of goods and services through internet trade exchanges or auctions, collaborative product design and planning, purchasing and supplier scheduling using direct system links over the internet or electronic data interchange, EDI, or using portals, catalog management, category management and various methods of supplier segmentation, supplier databases and rating systems. The internet is integral to SRM, so the following content looks at web-enabled SRM, which could include cloud-based SRM systems. Exhibit 6-10 highlights web-enabled SRM, which includes internal interfaces, external supplier interfaces, and SRM analytics, services, and procurement. Exhibit 6-10, web-enabled SRM, internal interfaces. Internal interfaces could refer to an ERP system and its data warehouse. They collect and provide a repository for internal information in order to guide the purchasing processes. ERP or other internal interfaces provide SRM systems with a wealth of information, including the following examples. Procurement history. This area stores historical information, such as past transactions or preferred supplier lists, and dynamic information, such as open purchase order status and active supplier files. The accuracy and completeness of this information serves as the foundation for all internal and networked procurement functions. Open order file. The internal system tracks and controls all open orders with suppliers. Operations synchronization. Purchasing receives consolidated demand information from manufacturing planning systems and/or advanced planning systems to synchronize the replenishment requirements of individual plants, subsidiaries, and supply chain partners. Availability of parts, etc. is provided to such systems. Purchasing is similarly synchronized with other departments such as quality management, marketing and sales, inventory planning, and transportation. Accounting. Accounting feeds directly into the organization's financial system for order and price matching, invoice entry and payables, credit management, early payment discounts, cost variance, and financial reconciliation. Purchasing planning. Future purchasing is scheduled against anticipated demand and is available to partners on a planning calendar. Supplier performance measurement. Once the data history is compiled, organizations can generate specific reports and performance measurements using this function. This will enable them to determine the value of their supplier relationships and the degree of success of their continuous improvement initiatives. Supplier database. The system contains a data warehouse of all past and present suppliers, as well as those who submitted RFPS/ITTS. There are usually subsets for approved or preferred suppliers. Supplier contracts are retained for reference. External supplier interfaces. External supplier interfaces automate transactional interactions with existing suppliers using internet or EDI links. These interfaces may be direct links between each party's ERP systems, in which case the status of individual orders or logistics information is kept up to date in each system. The secure links allow for a full range of transactions between buyer and supplier, including requisitioning, purchase order generation and tracking, logistics, receiving goods, and paying suppliers. Suppliers can also post transactions, such as approving the buyer for trade credit financing, issuing invoices, or issuing credits for defective products. External supplier interfaces include secure portals for use with SRM services, such as messaging boards or collaborative product design. Portals can also be used to link with suppliers who do not have direct transaction system links. For example, checking order status, SRM analytics. Analytical technology allows the purchasing and supply chain management group to solve issues related to the management of materials, information, and finances in the supply chain through the following functions: visibility and decision support systems, DSS. An analytical SRM solution helps facilitate the gathering, cleansing, and presentation of procurement information to allow organizations the visibility they need to support their business decisions. DSS analytical systems assist with optimizing suppliers, material quality, etc. Strategic sourcing/RFQ analysis. Purchasing and supply management have the information they need to negotiate the best contracts and support corporate goals. Spend analysis. This strategic application allows the organization to identify who they are buying from, what they are purchasing from each supplier, and when and how it was purchased. These comparative data can assist in sourcing and developing strategic relationships and consolidating purchasing. Value analysis. This analysis finds the purchasing, financing, and delivery processes or activities that are value-added and seeks to eliminate what is non-value-added. For example, the analysis could recommend substitution strategies rather than paying expediting charges for a particular material, or it could recommend substituting a less expensive good or service when the price for quality received is too high. Performance analysis. Using the analytical approach enables the organization to measure its procurement performance in terms of cost savings, quality, delivery, price, and overall effectiveness. The analysis can monitor entire procurement programs, individual suppliers, and contract effectiveness. Let's take a look at an example using the analytical SRM approach. Case study: Electrical Systems/Components Manufacturer. A manufacturer of electrical distribution systems and components with more than 70,000 employees in 130 countries lacks a global view of purchasing. It also lacks the analytical capability to amend purchases and verify that supplier policies are being followed. To solve these problems and reduce costs, they implement an analytical SRM system. The technology provides them with a comprehensive, global view of purchasing, which allows SRM managers to focus on strategic procurement practice. They can also drill down into specific exceptions to rules so that they can amend proposed purchases prior to their final approval. SRM services. SRM services allow organizations to initiate strategic sourcing searches or other supplier searches that go beyond arm's length transactions. Some SRM systems may search the same sites for strategic sourcing and for SRM procurement, while others provide additional services for strategic sourcing. Value-added services may include more detailed search and analysis, comparison of RFQs or ITTS, contract negotiation tools and forms, online financial and billing services, comparison shopping functions, and transportation and logistics support to facilitate product fulfillment. SRM services may also include supplier development, collaborative design, and collaborative planning. Supplier development provides tools to help set up collaborative efforts, begin sharing data, and settle on pricing strategies. Collaborative design tools allow organizations to collaborate in real time on design drawings and specifications. Collaborative planning tools help orchestrate logistics. SRM services may provide member services, security, and workflow tools. Member services create personalized websites or portals for partners in the same way that CRM systems can create personalized pages for customers. Security is of great concern for organizations implementing and using online market transactions. The main goal of security is to protect individual files so that confidential information cannot be accessed without validation. Workflow tools process information in the background to ensure that all dependencies between procurement process steps occur correctly. SRM procurement. The goal of SRM procurement applications is to streamline procurement of the goods and services necessary to produce products and run the organization. SRM procurement provides interfaces to online trade exchanges or auctions, as well as additional features for transactional purchasing, such as shopping tools, special pricing, payment processing, order status and tracking, and after-sale support. Online technologies have made it possible to use B2B, business-to-business, service functions, such as product search, supplier search, and custom searches by content, for example, product description or type or parameter, for example, how the content is organized. Product catalog management involves managing suppliers' product catalogs online to ensure that they have current prices, inventory levels, and product specifications.